seafood prices are experiencing a post-pandemic bump in the U.S., which could persist into the future, a potential bright side to the shakeups the pandemic brought to the fishing industry. And as Fred Bever reports from Maine now, it's driven the price of a New England summer classic, the iconic lobster roll, to new highs.
Gary Blackman Sr. and his wife have been running Karen's Hideaway, a lobster shack in coastal Booth Bay, for two decades. Lobster rolls there were $28 last week. That reflected dock prices for hard-shell lobster that have been bouncing around between $6 and $12 a pound for weeks, when there's product coming in at all.
I mean, the boys, you know, the price was way up, but the boys aren't catching anything. But that's the kind of year it's been. Why? No one has any answers. I mean, it's just, could be the water's too cold, the weather's crazy. No one really has an answer. I'm hoping in a week or two things change.
Lobster landings don't usually get a full head of steam until after Memorial Day, when more boats are in the water and the lobster get more active, shedding their old shells. But industry experts say the dizzying heights of today's prices are being driven not just by the catch, but also by the way consumers changed their buying habits during the pandemic.
We are seeing really high demand for lobster, for seafood, and that's true not only here in Maine, but throughout the country.
Annie Salikas is executive director of the Maine Lobster Dealers Association. She notes that when lockdowns shuttered much of the restaurant industry, seafood sales plummeted. But as the pandemic wore on, cookbooks started coming out. Home chefs started to experiment.
Consumers had time to handle seafood at home in a way that they never had before. And so people were buying not only lobster, but other seafood products from their supermarkets or their local fishmongers or directly from fishermen. And they were trying things.
Dealers ultimately were able to match that new trend, Salika says, repackaging and redirecting inventory that had been slated for the food service industry to retail outlets instead. Over time, with some landings lower than usual, an inventory glut abated and now is depleted.
The amount of frozen product in inventory is low, and the amount of long-term storage for live lobster is also low by comparison to previous years. And our customers are looking for it. People coming out of the pandemic are looking to celebrate. They're looking to treat themselves.
With restaurants reopening, Salikas notes that current consumer prices for seafood are up over last year by 19%. That's more than any other food commodity. And it may be a sign that at-home cooks and restaurants together are boosting demand to new levels. And it appears that consumers may be getting more comfortable, too, with seafood items that might be more unfamiliar in the home than, say, a nice frozen lobster tail. Live oysters for mussels from Maine, for instance.
We've seen nationally anywhere from a 25 to 35% increase in retail sales in Maine aquaculture products.
Sebastian Bell is executive director of the Maine Aquaculture Association. He says that a state-sponsored advertising campaign helped to steady sales of Maine seafood through the pandemic's worst ups and downs. Oyster growers did have a particularly tough time of it, he says. Oysters are notoriously a hard sell for home consumption because their shells can seem difficult to open. But Bell says growers have made some inroads, taking to social media to post DIY videos showing how to shuck an oyster.
If you go on Instagram or YouTube or any of those things, you'll see hundreds of videos about how to shuck an oyster, and they become tremendously popular.
Bell says it's too early to tell whether the pandemic has created a permanent shift in consumer habits, but he is predicting a coming boom in seafood cookbooks. For everyone in the industry, balancing demand, price, costs, and inventory is a constant challenge. Back at Karen's Hideaway in Booth Bay, Gary Blackman Sr. says the high prices have hurt his usual May sales levels. But he's not all that worried about the lobster catch this summer.
I know in a couple of weeks, I said they'll be coming up my nose, and I know it. And then I'll be growling because there's too many. So.
One good sign, some of those newly molted lobsters, the soft-shell shedders, are beginning to show up in lobstermen's traps. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever.